Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
All right, we are back. Hour number two of The Drive on KFH Radio. It's Bob Lutz and Jason Duda carrying you through today. Jeff will be back tomorrow. No show Wednesday or Thursday as the Royals start their season with a 3:15 first pitch from Kauffman Stadium. Cardinals play earlier in the afternoon. I'm going to have a great Thursday, man.
Are you going to do anything Thursday?
Oh, man, I'm going to have a great Thursday.
Recliner all day.
It's going to be wake up, get my little work done on what I have to do, watch the Cardinals, and then we got the NCAA tournament that evening. What a day.
That doesn't sound like a bad day at all.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Of course, I look forward to every day.
You do?
I am Mr. Sunshine, I've decided.
You decide? Because, like, I swear, like an hour and 15 minutes ago, we were having a totally different conversation in here.
We don't talk about what's said off the air.
Oh. Oh, okay.
The perception is the reality. Okay?
I get it.
I understand.
I'm following you. I'm following you.
Shockers tonight, Indiana in the NIT quarterfinals. This one in Bloomington. Romeo Langford, the prize freshman for Indiana, not playing. He has not played in their previous two NIT games as he continues to heal. So, from a back injury, I think the Shockers are going to win this, aren't they?
They've been playing well. You know, I think
now Indiana's a different animal to some degree.
Yeah, but you know, you look at the NIT, Bob, and it's you got the teams that are ranked basically what 68th to 100, right?
Well, something like that.
Something like that. So they're really, I don't think there's that big of a disparity between those teams in that area. And
there's
Wichita
not.
State's been playing very well as of late.
But the win on the road is impressive. Indiana, can you believe that at one point this season, I knew they went on had a bad streak, but I wasn't aware until I looked it up today that they lost 12 of 13 during a stretch.
I didn't know that.
Now that's bizarre. You know what else is bizarre? They've beaten Michigan State twice.
Have they really?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
This is a team that was below 500 at 8-12 in the Big Ten. 8-12. This isn't your grandfather's Indiana team. They're going to be tough to beat. They're 15-5 at home, so they're a much better team at home than they've been away from home. We had Greg Marshall on the show last night. He anticipates a sellout crowd. I suppose that could happen. I have no reason to doubt it will happen. But this is not the Indiana team that I don't know if Archie Miller's the right guy. Can I just say that?
Well, you can say it. Whether it is or not, who knows? Who knows? I'm excited to watch the game tonight.
Well, we get
McDuffie's been playing
to
well.
It on
Jones.
The drive home.
Well, we'll listen to the whole first half by the time we get there.
Well, we're about 100 miles from our homes in West Wichita.
Exactly. So I'll listen to it on the way home, and I'll watch the second half when I get there. And I watched the game. They played. Was it Saturday or Sunday in the afternoon?
Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon. They played well against Clemson. I thought
they played well. It wasn't a pretty. It was not an artistic game.
No.
They slugged it out. That's what I would say.
And
about
they got,
that
but
game.
They got the win on the road. It was a good win.
You know what? That was a roughhouse hockey game, is what it was.
Yeah.
How many of those have you been involved in?
Couple
of the hockey games you played in during your illustrious career. How many of them were things of beauty?
Not many.
Right.
Not many.
Hockey's
at all.
Not that kind of sport.
No.
You got to get out and get physical, beat a team up.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you win hockey game. Listen to me. I'm
impressed,
Mr. Hockey.
Look at you go. I'm impressed. But
yeah.
That's a different
now,
game.
Now, basketball can be a thing of beauty when played in that way.
Yeah, well,
Auburn, for instance,
I was just
going to
say
Kansas,
the same thing. That was nuts.
That was beautiful to watch.
It really was.
Not just because they beat Kansas. I don't care who wins. But it was just beautiful to watch Auburn. And when you hit shots, it's beautiful.
Oh, and that's the same thing. You hit a few early, and if you can keep that momentum going like they did, that game wasn't even close.
All right, let me perform the same exercise I did with Jeff yesterday. And you know how it's like pulling teeth to get Jeff to participate in some of these things.
Well, I don't even know what we're doing.
Well,
so
I'm just going to ask you, on a 1 to 10 scale, I'm going to ask you to rate these games in the NCAA tournament in terms of how much you're looking forward to seeing them.
Okay.
Okay?
I got it.
We'll start with the Thursday games, the South region, Purdue, Tennessee.
That's a 4.
See, that's a 9 for me.
No, it's a 4 because I'm just not – it's Purdue and Tennessee. I don't keep track of them as much.
No, okay.
That's my opinion on it.
That's fine.
I give that a 4. No, not in this
game. Except for that one.
Well, of course. Thank you, Bob.
And then Virginia, Oregon, the late game in the South region.
Well, see, that's about an 8 for me. Because Oregon's played well down the stretch. They've looked good in their 2 games. Virginia, after losing last year in the first round, they've looked better this year. I think that's going to be a good game. I kind of look forward to that game.
I know my son, I'm saying he's fighting every temptation he can right now not to call.
Why?
I don't know. He just probably wants to rip into you.
Well, of course he does. That's what he usually does. But he's not here.
But he's not, and he's so far resisting the urge. The other Thursday regional is the West regional, Gonzaga, Florida State.
See, that's about a 7.
See, you're downplaying the really good game.
That's about a 7. I'd like to see Florida State win that one.
Why are you against Gonzaga?
I have nothing against Gonzaga. It's just my opinion. I'd like to see Florida State win that game, but it's about a 7 for me.
What about Texas Tech, Michigan? The back end of that doubleheader in the West region coming up Thursday.
That's more of an 8.5.
I do want to see that game.
I want to see that
now,
game.
Now, Jeff said something yesterday about Michigan having no chance. Nobody wants to see them.
They said that last year.
That's the most ridiculous statement I've ever heard.
I got them in my Final Four.
It was crazy. Now we move on to Friday's games. First, in the East region, the opener, LSU, Michigan State. Be careful because you got Tom Thurber over there. So tread lightly on Michigan State.
I'm not treading lightly because I got Michigan State winning it in my pool.
Winning the whole thing.
Winning the whole thing. I got Michigan State. That's who I got.
I got them going to the Final Four. So I guess we're not that different. But what about LSU, Michigan State? What grade do you give that?
I have them in my brackets, I'm giving that a 9.
You want to? That's the game you'll watch.
That's the one because I got them. If Michigan State loses that game, then my bracket's done. So obviously, for myself on a personal level, that's a 9.
And the second game in the East region on Friday evening, Duke, Virginia Tech, an ACC battle that we've seen before. Do we want? See, that's the lowest rated game for me.
Yeah, that one's not as...
That's a 3 or 4 for me.
That's one that if it's close at the end, I'll watch it, but
Central Florida Duke was one of the best games I've ever seen.
How didn't Central Florida win that game? I
still get tense talking about it.
How did they give up that rebound on the free throw to go down by 1 with 10 seconds
left?
Why
did they do the alley-oop? I don't know. You got to protect. I agreed with Charles Barkley on that. Everybody else on the panel said... Go for it. Bury him. Go for the alley-oop. Too risky. You're up 4 with a minute 50 to go. I don't know.
Just needed to bleed a little bit of clock there.
So Duke, Virginia Tech, we both agree, maybe not at the top of not the top rung of the games we want to see.
Yes.
Now we go to the Midwest region in Kansas City. And I personally think these are two incredible games.
They should be.
The first one is North Carolina Auburn. I think you got to go past 10 for me on this one.
I
love the two styles. These are up-tempo. This thing's going to be nuts.
It could very easily both be in the 90s. There's a really good chance that this could be a 94-93 game. It'd be fun to watch.
It will be a blast to watch.
They don't even need a shot clock in that game.
No.
There's no reason to even have it.
I like the way both of these teams play. I've always liked the way Roy Williams' teams play. They were that way at KU. And this is a North Carolina team. Who's going to make the shots? That's going to be the key.
Yes.
And then finally, in the Midwest region, You have Houston and Kentucky. That's high rated for me, just because AAC
exactly
with a chance to go against Kentucky. Kentucky team. I don't care for Kentucky.
I'm the same with that. I got Houston winning that game in my bracket. I got them playing against each other. I like Houston. I'd like to see an AAC team. So it's up there. It's a 9. It's definitely 9. Those are the two games, and I know you said it before, but those are the two games that I'm really interested in besides the Michigan State game, which is more of a personal matter than the actual game itself.
You've got your tried and trues in this Sweet 16. You got your Michigan States, your Dukes, your Gonzagas, your North Carolinas, your Kentuckys, your Virginias. But you got some teams that aren't here all the time. LSU, Florida State, Texas Tech.
Oregon.
Auburn. Houston, Purdue, Tennessee, Oregon. It's a fascinating Sweet 16.
I think it is. You know, and they were talking, you know, you got all your ones still. You got all your twos. You got a lot of your threes and fours. Everybody's, or you know, the fours, four and five, I think they're the same thing.
So
it's more of a chalky bracket this year than it has been, wouldn't you say?
A little bit.
It's more chalk.
I'm not doing that great on my bracket.
I'm not doing that great either. I mean, I got 14 of the 16 teams in.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty darn good.
But the two teams I got are in the same spot. I had Villanova and Cincinnati playing today, which obviously Purdue
Cincinnati
and Tennessee.
Let us down a little bit.
I was disappointed in Cincinnati.
Villanova
I
didn't have
better.
Had a terrible showing. But hey, Villanova's been great past several years.
Yeah, I mean you can't.
This was a year where they had a little bit of a.
They
were down.
They weren't as good, but
the Big
been
East
so good
was
for
not
a
great conference this year. You look at them. You look at Seton Hall. You look at St. John's. Some of the other Big East teams that made the tournament. Not a great year for the Big East.
No, it wasn't. But the games are still they're still going to be good, and I'm going to watch them.
So we're 45 minutes away from the tip. You can hear the game from Bloomington, Indiana, with Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull, Wichita State, Indiana. The winner on to New York.
That's a big deal for those kids.
April 2nd, they will play in the semifinals of the NIT. One of the best times I ever had in my career at the Eagle was covering the NIT the year Wichita State won it.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a bar downtown. And I absolutely killed it with karaoke. Now, see, I know you're going to not believe that. If my friends Kim and Renee and Steve are out there listening, verify that. It was a remarkable I think I was confused for Billy Joel.
You think it was that good?
It was pretty dang good.
Wow. How many songs did you end up singing?
3 or 4 or 5, maybe.
Were they, like, chanting your name, wanting you to come back up? Was that it?
Those people, like I told you, I think there were Billy Joel's in here. I mean, they were flagging them in from the street. Cabs were pulling up.
Which Billy Joel song?
I didn't do Billy Joel. But that was a fun trip. New York, have you been?
I've never been there.
New York is a place that I think everybody should visit. Wouldn't live there, but I've been there 4 times. And all 4 trips to New York were incredible. Well, I saw the Eagles there. I covered KU in a regular season game. I went when the Shockers won the NIT. I went one other time, I think, to propose to. This is a terrible. Why do you lead me to the end of these stories?
I like to hear them. Continue, please.
I proposed. Not to my current wife, who I wish I'd met her 45 years ago. My life would have been so much easier. But I proposed once at the top of the Empire State Building.
How'd that go?
Let me just say this.
Go ahead. I know what you want to say.
It fell about as fast as we would have if we jumped. That's what I'll say about that experience. craziness. I hadn't thought about that in years. Proposing at the can you imagine?
No, I can't.
And to be honest, it was a reluctant yes. It was a reluctant ask. It was a reluctant trip home. Why am I airing out all my dirty laundry already?
I don't know.
Why do I do that?
But it sounds like you shouldn't have did it.
I don't think I've even told my wife, Debbie, about this.
Well, she knows now because I know
she's
listening.
What's her reaction? Is she listening going, wait a minute, what's this guy?
Well, you'll know if you get a text in the next little while, and if not, then you get to deal with it when you get home.
I've got my phone turned over.
You should leave it like that for another couple days.
I got to learn when to shut up. But here's what radio is to me. It's an open book. It's you peer into someone's soul, right? You're kind of there.
Well, I'm watching it happen right now.
But you're kind of there, aren't you?
A little bit, yeah, I would say so.
You kind of understood that this show is about that.
Oh,
we're
yeah,
not
no
gonna
question.
Get up here and say, well, Indiana's got John Denver starting at 4. That's not the kind of show this is.
No, it's not.
It's a what are we going to talk about that makes us look like idiots kind of show.
And we do a good job of that.
Yes.
Very good.
That's what I like doing.
Happy days. It's all
now,
good.
We do our share of sports, and we're going to do a segment on sports next.
We are?
Brett Florey, the Derby High School basketball coach, will join us. He's an assistant coach for the McDonald's High School Basketball All-Star Game to be played tomorrow night in Atlanta.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Brett Florey is assisting Ed Fritz of Blue Valley Northwest High School, who's the East team head coach. Brett's his assistant. We'll get Brett's thoughts on being in Atlanta around some of the best high school basketball players in the country. That's next on The Drive with Bob and Jason Duda.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.